Hey, welcome back. Today's video is called The Lying Tell. And essentially what I'm going to do today for you is I'm going to teach you how to tell whether or not someone is lying to you by using some of the techniques that I teach in The Tao of Badass. So essentially, there are a few things that you can use, and you can never fully tell if you just have one of them as to whether or not someone is lying to you. But there are some things that you can use if they're in clusters or groups. There's like three or four of them all at one time. You can be very, very sure that someone is lying to you about something. You don't necessarily know why they're lying to you yet, but you can definitely tell that they are. Now, I've always found that playing my cards close to my chest when it comes to figuring out whether or not someone is lying is a very powerful tool. I also find that sort of giving them a shovel, so to speak, to dig their own grave is kind of good, and I'll tell you how to do that as well. But ultimately, it's good that you know that you can't just trust one of these triggers. You have to see several of them, and I'm going to go into what they are right now. So the first thing I want you to notice is that it's not necessarily what the cluster or the action is as much as it is when they do the action. So they should not be accessing certain parts of their brain when they are answering certain questions in a certain way. This is exactly how a lie detector test works. And if you want to learn how to become the human lie detector, which I believe is very important if you're going to be learning which people you can trust and which people you can't trust in the future, as well as being able to tell whether or not a woman is lying to you, you're going to need to be able to have this ability. So let me go over the first one, which is the biggest tell for you to recognize if someone is actually lying to you. The biggest tell for you will be if they are looking up and to the left. So that's this direction. Now, it's important that you recognize when someone is looking up into their left, which to you will be up into your right, because you're looking at them and they're facing you. So their left is going to be this way, right? Even though that's your right because you're looking at me. So you have to make sure that you train yourself to recognize when someone's looking up like this, right? This is very crucial. Anytime you see someone looking up in a direction, try to see which way they're looking. Are they looking up in here, like this, or up in like this? Sometimes you'll get people who look right up in the middle. Sometimes you'll get people to go back and forth and back and forth, right? So I'll tell you what all that means. Now, when you look up and to the left, when you look up, you access what's called your visual brain. Your visual brain is very difficult to access when you're looking down. Your emotional brain is very easy to access when you're looking down, but very difficult to access when you're looking up. So when someone looks up, usually they're either trying to visualize something or they're trying to not feel something. This is very crucial. So instead of looking down, they will look up, right? So if someone's looking up, they're trying to keep from feeling a really powerful emotion. If you ever notice somebody who's about to cry, they're usually like looking up like this and trying to have a conversation and trying to keep that feeling down. If someone's looking down, usually they're giving in to that emotion as well. They're just kind of letting it happen to them. Now, if you ask a question that requires some kind of a visual response, and somebody looks down instead of up, that means they have an emotional association with whatever it is that you are asking. It doesn't mean they're lying. It just means that they have an emotional reaction to what you're saying and asking them to envision. Sometimes they'll look up and then look down immediately afterwards, but for now, let's just focus on when they're looking up. So let's say that you ask someone to visualize something and they look up, right? Okay, so now they're actually accessing that part of their brain. But if they look up and to the right, to their right, then they're accessing what's called their remembering brain, their recall. And if they're looking to the left, to their left, they're accessing what's called their creative brain, or something that basically it's a brain that's imagination. It's a brain that allows you to imagine things that have never happened before. So if you're looking down and to the left, that means you are creating an emotion in your mind, right? Something that you've never really felt before, something new to you as is associated with something, or maybe you're contemplating a new feeling, or contemplating a sensation that you're currently feeling. Usually look down on the left for that. If you look down to the right, it's usually because you're remembering something very emotional to you. This is a really powerful direction to look in. Again, it's my down to my right, not to yours. And then if you're looking up and to the right, like this, That means that I am accessing my visual memory. If I look up and to the left, I'm accessing my creative memory. Oh, sorry, creative visual brain. This is important. If I ask you where you were last night, for example, and you look up and to the left, I'm going to throw a red flag up immediately. Because you shouldn't be accessing your creative visual brain in order to answer the question of what you did last night. You should be accessing your visual memory, which is up and to the right. So if I see an incongruent eye accessing cue, I immediately start to test people to see whether or not they're lying. And the way that I do that is, like I said, I sort of give them the shovel to dig their own grave, or as some people say, give them the rope to hang themselves with, right, the concept. And the way that I do that is, if I see them look up and to the left, I start asking them more detailed questions about what they did last night. I don't say, you're lying, I don't do that. I usually go, I see them look up and to the left and they say, oh, I was out with a friend last night. They're like, oh really, where'd you go? And I'm genuinely interested in their answer. I'm not gonna go, really, where'd you go? If you cross your arms and you start to show defense, if they're lying, they will be defensive back again, and they will be overly defensive, not just a little bit. They will try to outdo you, essentially. And so what you want to do is you want to be as open as possible during this process so that they keep going down the rabbit hole. Because otherwise you won't be able to tell whether or not they're lying. So if they're looking up and to the left and they are accessing that visual creative brain, then you can give them this information. Tell them, okay, we'll tell them a little bit more about that. And they will begin to respond and sort of talk about what they were feeling, what they went through, whatever it is, but they're probably going to be making it up. If they start to sort of bring it back over to their memory, their visual memory, and they start to look over to the right, that means they're trying to not lie anymore. They felt bad about lying. They don't want to do that anymore. They want to sort of integrate it with the truth and not lie fully to you. They just want to omit a couple of things about what they're talking about. Another thing that we'll do when we're trying to lie is we will look up and to the left and visualize something and then visually drag it to the right so that we can imagine it over here, so we can feel comfortable with it and we can really believe the lie. So one thing we'll do is we'll look up here, we'll say something, and then we'll start to go like this. We'll start to drag it like back and forth until we're finally over here. And when we feel comfortable with it, we'll go, okay. And that's whenever we trick ourselves, this is actually something that really happened. And that's when we create these massive defense mechanisms and we don't want to admit that we're lying. So what I want you to do is start to recognize when people look up and to their left when it's unnecessary. Also, some people have what's called reversed eye accessing cues. And basically what that means is that they look to the right when they're accessing their imagination and to the left when they're accessing their memory. If that is the case, what you have to do is you have to test it by asking questions that are called control questions. These are questions that you shouldn't have to access your creative brain for. And in fact, if you access your creative brain, you won't get any information. So things like, what color house did you grow up in? What color car do you have? I don't know. When was the last time? Can you explain the last time you played a sport and what was going on? These are things that people should not access their creative brains for. Now, it doesn't mean that they're lying if they look in that direction. It could mean that they're trying to imagine a couple of things to see what fits, and then they start talking about what fits. But if they're constantly looking up in that direction the entire time, and especially if they're shaking their head up and down like this while they're doing it, they're probably lying to you. Another thing they will do is they'll put things in between you and them. They'll try to put drinks. If there's a drink, they'll put it on the table in between you. They'll put a bag there. They'll put a pillow across their chest. Anything to protect them from their chest from you is something that we will do as well. We also will over-explain things to the point that's not necessary whenever we're lying. So if you see any of these clusters, as well, that will also exaggerate emotions, especially negative emotions, like being defensive, being angry about something. If someone takes a defensive stance against something that you are attacking them on, a very defensive stance, something like, who are you to ask me that question anyway? That's another way to tell they're lying. And another really classic way is that someone will do what's called forced blinking. Forced blinking is whenever they say a specific word that makes the sentence a lie, they blink. They do this. I did not do that, right? So they blink in that one word, not, right? I did not do that. What they're doing is they're trying to hide their eye accessing cues. They don't want you to see that they're lying, because subconsciously we know that if someone looks at our eyes and we lie, they're going to be able to tell that we're lying. So look for these clusters. If you see a lot of them all at once, it's very likely that someone is lying. You can come out and say, look, what's really going on here? And you can start to bring that out in the open. Or you can just make a mental note not to trust them with certain things, especially if they're trying to lie to you about your safety or something that has to do with whether or not you should trust them specifically. So keep that in mind. I hope you learned a lot from this. Let me know if you find anything interesting in your own life. Go ahead and post it below as a comment, and I look forward to seeing what you have to say. Thanks a lot for sticking with me here through this. It's a really interesting concept, and I'll see you in the next video.